As promised, joining me in the studio now is my guest, Luke Adams from Brentwood Biscotti. Welcome, Luke.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Nice to see you.
Now, different time slot for me.
Well, indeed, yes. You normally chat to Keith on Drive in the afternoons,
right.
And we have bumped into each other in the past, but this is the first time we've met on air, isn't it?
It is.
First of all, then, maybe you can tell me a bit about Biscotti.
Yeah, so I host a networking event once a month, and the next one's coming up actually on Tuesday the 2nd.
Yep.
At the Merry Green Manor. And what it is, what's networking all about? It's really to help businesses engage with other businesses, do business. So you may find your potential customer in there. You may just want to energize yourself if you're in a small business and you work on your own.
Yep.
You may want other ideas. There's all kinds of different businesses. So we have around about 40 businesses turn up every month. We're in a room. It's what's called open networking with an element of structure in it. So there's different types of networking.
Yep.
You go to a networking event, sometimes you sat around a table and you wait to get your opportunity to tell them about your value proposition. So you stand up, you do a little 60 seconds, hi, my name's Luke Adams and I run X, Y, and Z. So that's quite a structured networking event. It's good for some people, it's not so good for others. What's the good things about it is you're always gonna get to say your message. The bad thing is you don't actually get much time to network because
right.
You're around the table.
Okay.
So there's pros and cons for every type of networking. There's another networking type where it's called open networking. So you literally go in a room and you're left to your own devices and you're chatting to everybody. So you go around and you say hello and that can be good as well. So you've got lots of time to network.
Right.
But then there is no opportunity to speak to the whole audience.
I got you, yeah.
And if you're not confident, it can be quite daunting. So because you've got to go and say hello to people.
Sure, yeah.
And if you come in and there's a group of three people, it's like, oh, well, what do we do here? And then ours is kind of a blend. So we have lots of time to network. It's open networking. Midway through, around about 10:30, I kind of sit everyone down at the tables. We do something, whether it be a presentation from a guest, whether it be a presentation from me, or whether it be the 60 seconds, depending on how I feel, what I think is needed on that day. If it's a guest speaker, obviously that's planned. So you get some structure, and then at the end of it, off you go again, but this time you'll probably know what everyone else does, and then you can go and spend another hour meeting the people that you want. So it's open, but it's also got some structure. And that's what I wanted to bring differently to a networking group so that you're not confined to the desk. You've got plenty of time to build relationships, but you're also got some structure around it if you're shy or if you're stuck or if you've never done networking before.
Yeah, now you've anticipated most of my questions there.
That's all right. So why would you go networking? So what type of business will go networking? Any business can go networking. Just think about your objective. Most businesses want more business, right? So that's what you're in business for. You want more business. Now, let's say you're selling to the consumer, the customer. So you've got a shop, maybe a hairdresser's. Can you really get business from networking? Well, you need to increase your brand awareness.
Yeah.
So by people knowing about where your shop is, because guess what? We don't all walk down the high street because we're all at work running our business.
That's right.
So therefore, creating brand awareness. So it's good for you from that point of view. You will meet other people that have been through some of the challenges that you may be going through or may face. So you're going to learn from those people. Everyone's really keen to share their knowledge, their wisdom, their expertise.
Right,
so you can pick brains from those people. In addition, if you're running your own business, it can be quite a lonely place, especially if it's your business. Who do you ask?
Yeah.
How do you get energized? How do you, on the days where things don't go well, how do you wake up and sort of pick yourself up? So therefore, it can also be good just to meet people.
Sure.
Because you're isolated as the owner, even if you've got staff. You've got no one to turn to.
Yeah. Yeah.
So therefore, networking can be good for that.
Fantastic.
On a business-to-business side, it's much more clear-cut. You know, if you're selling two businesses, then the chances are if you've got 40 businesses in the room, you're going to have people in the room that may need your services.
Maybe your customers.
So they could be directly with your customers or your suppliers.
Right, yeah.
Also to gain knowledge, wisdom, and expertise. Also to energize yourself. So if it's business to business, you've got actually more opportunity.
Yep.
But I would definitely say if you've got a business that's selling to the consumer, then it still go. For example, if you're selling wedding cakes, you might think, well, why would I go networking? Well, not everyone knows about your wedding cake company.
No,
and someone may not be in the room that's getting married recently, but they may have children or friends or grandchildren or acquaintances. Or if they see your particular offer, they will recommend you.
Yeah, so what sort of businesses do actually come along to the meetings? Are they sort of, do you get any large companies?
So last month we had NatWest. EE was there the month before.
Right.
Barclays. So yeah, we get large companies all the way down to what I call solopreneurs, people on their own.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That they're single, one man, one woman companies. So we get a blend. We try and create that mix.
Sure.
We like 50% of our people come back. So what we try and do is so that you can build relationships, because people need to trust you. They need to trust that you can deliver, and they need to know you, and ideally like you. But you know what? They don't have to like you. They need to trust that you can deliver it and definitely know you. And that takes time.
Yeah. Sure.
If we were, you know, starting a business today, what would we like? We'd like a one-to-one meeting with our perfect audience all the time.
Right.
If you could fill your diary with one-to-one meetings, guess what? A good chance that you will sell your product and service.
Yeah.
Well, one-to-one meetings are difficult to come by and also time-consuming.
Mm-hmm.
With a networking event, you're doing one-to-many.
Sure, yeah.
So you've got an opportunity in a short space of time to actually filter out some of the meetings that you would have had on a one-to-one basis, but in a compact area. You still need to build those relationships, but you've got a greater opportunity to do so.
Now, the fact that people come back month after month is great feedback in itself, but what sort of other feedback do you get from business people who attend your meetings?
So the kind of feedback, it's always very positive.
Yep.
Sometimes it's not for them. They like more structured.
Okay.
So they like it around the table because they like to feel safe, or it's just better for them. So we don't, because we host it once a month, we encourage all networking events. We don't just say, hey, come to ours, we're the greatest. Whilst we think we can add something different, I say, let's say you were trying to sell to me. Let's say there was a product or service that you had to my company. Just turning up once, unless I need your product right there, right now, I'm unlikely to buy.
Right.
So you need to come and see me again, meet me again. Now, if you waited till the following month, then by that time, I've moved on to something else.
Yeah, sure.
So you need to find out where I would go networking as well.
Yeah.
And then go to that one.
Right.
And go to the next one. So all of a sudden, you're almost my stalker. I'm your new best friend, because then you can build relationships quickly.
Sure.
So we encourage that. So whilst we get great feedback, we don't say just come to us. Find out who your other influencer is, your potential customer, your supplier is, and now get to meet them more and more and more by working out where they're going next.
Right.
That's a really important thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Another thing that a lot of businesses fail to do when they go networking is following up.
Okay.
Well, off you go to a meeting full of 40 businesses. You get some business cards. You have some good conversations. And off you go and you take the business cards, you put it in the drawer, and you don't see
nothing.
Them again.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a lot of the times it's fear that creates that.
Okay.
What do I do next? They don't have that plan of how do I take them? Because we had a nice conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a little bit about what I did. We talked about what they did. Where do we go from here? There was no, oh, yes, can I have a quote?
Right.
No, right? So therefore people think, well, what do I do next?
So do you follow up after the meeting yourself? I mean, it's part of your role to encourage people to take it further, you know?
From my own personal business point of view, because I run a marketing agency, which is why we're good at creating and filling the room, I encourage all our members to do certain things, but it's their responsibility to follow it up.
Sure.
So as an example, if you are having a meeting, or if you're coming to our networking event or any networking event, and you get some business cards and you meet and you build rapport, then book a one-to-one meeting later on.
Okay.
And you can even do it in our meeting, because our meeting is from 9:15 till 11:45.
Yep.
There's plenty of time to actually go and grab a one-to-one during the meeting.
Yeah, sure.
You don't need to book another date, another time.
No. Okay.
And that's what we encourage people to do.
Okay, right. Very silly question now. Biscotti,
Yes.
They're Italian almond biscuits that originated in the city of Prato. They're twice baked, oblong shaped, dry, crunchy, and dipped in a drink. Yeah. What's that got to do with all this?
It's a biscuit. And well, so Biscotti, the brand, was created by the main company as such. So it's not a franchise. We do it voluntarily. So I, myself and my team, we do this voluntarily because we like helping out the community. But when we first started out networking, we said, shall we create our own brand or shall we take someone that also wants us to use theirs? So in other words, they wanted to grow.
Yep.
So I didn't create the name Biscotti.
No.
But I guess what happened was it was all about, you know, having a coffee with people and having a meeting and being very informal. Now, for the Brentwood event, it's quite different to the other Biscotti events around the country.
Okay.
Ours has a little bit more structure than the others because I want everyone to gain something from it. I'm not saying that they don't gain something from the others, but I want to ensure it.
Yep.
So, and I know how to do networking very well. I'm an introvert, by the way. So I'm not the kind of person that really likes to go out and talk to people and say hi, etc. I just know what works.
Yeah.
So what I've done is I've kind of changed the model ever so slightly to maximize results for everybody.
Okay. Yeah.
So, but going back to your question, yeah, it's a biscuit.
Well, it's basically let's do business over a coffee
over
and biscuits.
Over a coffee and a biscuit, believe. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
But if I was to rebrand it or look at the branding message of that, would I have called it Biscotti? Probably not. I'm dyslexic as well as an introvert, so I can't even spell it.
Okay, well, your next meeting then. Your meetings are the first Tuesday of every month, and the next one is on the 2nd of February.
It is.
It's 9:15 to 11:45 a.m. at Mary Green Manor Hotel, London Road in Brentwood. How did you get involved in all this in the first place?
So I've always, as I said, my background is, I'm a CEO of a marketing company.
Yeah, yeah.
And my experience is all sales and marketing.
Right.
And funny enough, it was sales as an introvert. How can you sell as an introvert? Do you have to be larger than life, hold court? You know, how do I do that?
Yeah.
And I kind of studied it, the psychology of how do people buy, how to get the message to them, trigger points. And one of the things that I had a passion for was helping businesses. Once I'd mastered the skill myself, I wanted to know how can I help other companies. So for about 6 months, I thought about setting up a networking event. And I wasn't sure how to do it. I wasn't sure what subject matter to go by. And then someone invited me. I was a guest speaker.
Yeah.
I do a lot of public speaking. So I was a guest speaker at another networking event. And he said, look, I'm handing this over because I'm running my own networking event. Do you want to manage it? So I spoke to the owner of Biscotti.
Yeah.
And she was delighted that I wanted to get involved. And I said, look, I'll run it for 12 months. And then we'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
And 12 months passed. And I mentioned, funny enough, to the other members and said, look, you know, I'm going to stick on for another 12 months. I'm probably going to open another networking event as well. A bit different audience.
Yeah.
But it's really just about helping businesses, because when I started out, as an introvert, it was like, what do I do? I don't want to go networking.
Mm.
So I kind of want to help businesses through that whole pain, that process, get more sales, get more leads, get more customers, get more profit. And I'm just passionate about doing that.
Yeah,
that's how I do
fabulous.
It.
Fabulous. Okay. So. Well, good luck with your event on the 2nd of Feb.
Thank you.
If anybody wants to get in touch with you, how can they contact you?
There is a website. It's called biscottibrentwood.co.uk. That's probably the easiest way.
Okay.
If you Googled Business Biscotti as well, the main corporate website is also, we're listed under that. That's probably the best way.
Love it.
Otherwise, just come down. You don't need to book. It's nice if you do.
Right.
But you don't need to book. You just pay on the door. It's £5 entry if you're not a member.
Right.
If you're a member, which is only £50 a year, it's free entry. You just got to pick up the tab for your own coffees. Either way, member or non-member, the coffee and the biscuit.
Fair enough.
You've got to pay for it.
All right, Luke. Well, thank you very much for telling us all about that today. Best of luck on the 2nd of Feb. And we'll see you back in Phoenix quite soon. Yeah.
Yes, in 2 weeks' time.
Brilliant. All right.
Thanks
cheers, Luke. Thank you.